The Labour leader, Ed Miliband, has called for more substantive tests to assess whether potential takeovers of strategically important businesses are in the national economic interest. In a BBC interview, he accused the government of cheerleading the attempts by the American pharmaceutical giant Pfizer to take over AstraZeneca, which has its headquarters in Britain. On Friday, AstraZeneca rejected an increased bid of £63 billion. Ministers have stressed that the government is fighting for British jobs and British science and have suggested that the deal could be good for Britain. Our political correspondent Chris Mason reports.
If Pfizer swallows up AstraZeneca, it would be the biggest takeover ever of a UK company by a foreign firm. AstraZeneca employs nearly 7,000 people in the UK, its American rival, 2,500. Many more are employed indirectly in the supply chain. The Labour leader told the Andrew Marr show on BBC One that he had written to David Cameron seeking reassurances that he would protect what Mr Miliband called the UK's global role in pharmaceuticals.
If I was Prime Minister, I'd be bringing in a new public interest test, which says that widening the scope of the current public interest test, which says when we have the largest takeover in British history, with all of the implications it has for our science base, there's got to be an independent assessment of the implications of this for our national interest.
Downing Street said the government wasn't cheerleading for Pfizer, had spoken to both companies and was neutral in its outlook on the deal. Speaking on the Sunday Politics on BBC One, the Conservative Party chairman Grant Shapps said the government's approach was sufficiently rigorous.
We are going to have tests which ensure that this get-together becomes a great Anglo-American project or it doesn't happen. But Miliband's approach is to simply be anti-business, anti-jobs and anti-job security that families in this country want.
The government now has to wrestle with potentially competing obligations, being seen to successfully lure business and its tax revenue to the UK, whilst attempting to ensure any takeover is in the long-term interests of the British pharmaceutical industry.